It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar says the number of migrant border crossings continue to drop. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
Cuellar says 3 months ago, there were more than 140,000 crossings. This month, the number of crossings dropped to 80,000. Cuellar says two actions taken by the Mexican government helped cause the decline. He says Mexico's placement of troops on its northern and southern borders and the end of a visa program continue to stem the tide.
They also stopped the humanitarian passage visa. Remember, they said they would give them a visa where they can go from the southern part of Mexico into the United States in 45 days.
Cuellar says very hot weather has also dropped the number of crossings. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.
In more news, New Mexico is pushing forward with a multi-million-dollar effort to encourage participation in the U.S. Census to preserve federal funding for schools, health care, and various public benefits. The state launched its I Count New Mexico website last week. That includes a video message from Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham encouraging residents to participate in the census. The state website estimates that New Mexico would lose over $3,700 in annual federal spending for each person that goes uncounted. Moving on, an art exhibit in Santa Fe aims to heal some deep cultural wounds in New Mexico. KUNM's Spencer Beckwith explains.
Fiesta de Santa Fe has been a defining tradition of this area's cultural life for three centuries. When it returns this year, the celebrations will not include La Entrada, a reenactment of Spanish forces reclaiming Santa Fe after their expulsion by the Pueblo Indians in 1680. This decision last year was divisive, and hoping to reconcile those disagreements is an exhibit at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. With me is its curator, former New Mexico State historian Esteban Real Galvez. Esteban, thank you so much for coming in.
Spencer, I'm pleased to be here.
These artworks were created especially for this exhibit by local artists. How did you choose the artists?
The idea was to reach both Indo-Hispano and Native American tribal artists. And I know the museum thought about this in a traditional way, that we would identify certain art pieces that had already been developed and that we would just curate around those pieces. But when we convened the artists, they said, we want to create something new together. People who were from Cochiti Pueblo engaged in a dialogue with people who were from Alcalde and from Santa Fe. And they began pairing up, and through that creative process emerged about 10 different installations. That's why I think of it as a microcosm of the entire process that led to the abolishment of the Entrada. It was taking place in a few months with these artists really in dialogue with each other. That was hard. There were tension points all the way to the very end. So for me, the process was as important as the outcome, which are these installations.
Is there one work in the exhibit that you could point to as representative of what you wanted to accomplish?
They all work together, and that's really what I loved about it. The installation at the center of the entire exhibit, which is braided ropes, both synthetic material and traditional, the resolana, the mirror, and the corn husks around it. The yucca moths, as you enter into the exhibit, represents reconciliation. Yucca and yucca moths have coexisted for 40 million years in this landscape.
What do you say, Esteban, to the person who thinks it's perhaps naive to expect a small show in a museum to heal this kind of discord?
I believe in the power of art. Anyone who comes into the space, I want them to think about how aesthetic qualities like the art that is installed there can not just provoke, but allowing us to think differently about the world around us.
And this is just one example of many such situations that are taking place around the country.
Absolutely. I was just in Alabama last week at the memorial on the history of lynching. it's important that we begin to tell these stories truthfully. I don't know if healing is possible. I don't even know if reconciliation is, but it's something that we actually have to continue to strive for.
Dr. Esteban Real Galvez has curated new works by Hispano and Pueblo artists that address wounds left by last year's decision to drop La Entrada from the Santa Fe Fiesta. Reconciliation runs through the year at the Institute of American Indian Arts Museum in Santa Fe. Details and more from Dr. Real Galvez at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.